Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Wonderful, that's wonderful. And it is so wonderful to be here today again. It's a privilege. And I am very 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 solemn in my feeling and my thinking, and this draws my focus to what is the primary concern in my thinking, in my heart. What am I ultimately convinced about? I am convinced about what I have read in history. I'm not concerned about what the Bible contains concerning creation, the creation of the world and the creation of humanity, because none of those things that the Bible wrote about creation, like beginning with Genesis, it's not pertained to civilized human existence. And I'll make this clear that I know that The civilization of animals in the wild is different from the existence, the civilized existence of humanity. And I am I have taken into account that the existence of humanity is very diverse. It's not the same. It's not the same story from the beginning to where we are, right? Because you have two types of human beings. You have the earliest human being, hominid, Homo erectus, Neanderthals, and others that I should be classified as the same existence, because they are affected by uncivilized attributes in the same way. So even though they may have a little higher knowledge than the other, but it doesn't go out to where they deserve to be in another category. You see, they don't talk. They don't do nothing that is intellectual. They're none of them. None of those in that category, even those that I don't mention. If, let's say I am concerned about the third level of human existence, the third level. So you have the hominin, the first set of humanity walking upright, and then you have the second element, or the second existence of humanity. Then we go into the third, which is the Homo sapien. And the Homo sapien produced two, what the exact name is, offshoot, right? Homo sapien produced two offshoots of human existence. And that is Neanderthals. So Neanderthals is third level existence of humanity that deserve attention, right? Whereas I don't give that attention to the first and second level human existence. And I get this from my reading of world history textbook that gives account for the human as a whole, human race. But where the distinction is made for me, and I would imagine that other people read, would hold the same position. When we're talking about this type of differences, particularity. For me, I go into that level of defining what is what more than that. All right, so means the two first elements of humanity, two first establishments, and then the third. So the third is interesting to me. And I think it is interesting in substance too, because I just can't just make something important because I feel too. No, because reason is in what I read. The reason, the reasoning is there, and so forth. I am compelled to have that type of a regard for the humanity and where the difference is concerned. So what the human value is, as far as I notice, it is a perishing entity. However, the gods, the ruler of the planet, they decide that they have the authority to cause evolution of things, different things. And I am speaking to the human evolution. And of course, that evolution came to where something particular happened in the human race, and it, that special thing that happened only with the third level of human existence, the third level, which is the Homo sapiens, that gave rise to two groups, Neanderthals. So when the second class humanity, the Homo erectus, interbreed with the Neanderthals, they interbreed with the third level of humanity. Right? That is what the issue tells me. And I don't want to drift off into something else. Because the first and second class humanity never did anything to make a difference into the value of humanity. They did nothing. And going forward, they, the Homo erectus, turn out to be a tragedy to humanity. What they did, first, they turn out to be sodomites. And interbreeding with the African hybrid people after they interbreed with Neanderthals, which come from the base Homo sapiens, Well, it was injurious to the Homo sapien offspring when the second class interbreed with the Neanderthals. That comes directly from the Neanderthals came directly from Homo sapiens. And the African species that are the ethnic species group came from Homo sapiens. Not in whole though. This group is don't come all together from Homo sapiens, they like the Neanderthals do. The Neanderthals, nothing happened after they become Neanderthals, except that they crossbreed with Homo erectus. So they didn't go up, they go down. But who the next group from the Homo sapiens went up because they became instant hybrid, whereas the Neanderthals never became hybrid. So that is important. You know, it, I have to take my time and say this because it's easy for my brain to just slip. And I'm displacing names and stuff like that. I don't want that to happen. So that's basically why I sit like, you know, hurricane sit one place for a while before it moves. So I'm trying to get this clarity out so that who is listening to me will understand exactly what I say. Well, once you understand what I say clearly, it's really up to you with the way you want to go with what I say, if you want to go anywhere with what I say. But I can assure you, this comes from the history, certified world history. It don't come from the Bible, okay? I feel very contrite today because I still need a stronger purging to get rid of certain type of thoughts and feelings that, you know, without any invitation, they come and terrorize my mind and my feelings. I want to develop beyond this stage of experience because I feel like helpless whenever I am under this type of feeling when it is my experience and I don't want to have that experience. I want to feel free. I want to feel comfortable. I don't want to be plagued by none of the things I don't want to experience. I torture enough from the church experience from age. Well, it's really start with my adult hormonal development. You know, like from 17, 16, you know, people do know what sexual desire it. And what I have found is that, you know, I don't see anybody except people who take Viagra and all those kind of stuff. Those people are expressing to themselves that they want to be boosted by sexual urges. I do not. I do not. Because I developed to understand what sexual urges is and the way our minds react to it really depends on the kind of experience that we have. You know, it's like if you want to get drunk, go and drink or take drugs that will completely alter your mind. So you really don't know. You don't have the control that you're supposed to have. All right. So I am not afraid to talk about this, but I can tell you with my growing up in church from age 7 and since, according to what the church teaches me, I must live a chaste life. And according to the New Testament, St. Paul, I think it may be Romans 7 and 8, the Bible teaches the Christian to rather remain chaste and refrain from sexual acts. Now, why does the Bible do that? Because homosexual is writing it. So just know that it is my reading understanding. And let's say I didn't understand fully when I was still connected to believing or connected by believing in Christian preaching and teaching. I was fully committed to do what I believe because I wanted to be true and without blemish. And therefore, I abstain. I did abstain. And I tell you, my friends, it didn't turn out good. My experience didn't turn out good. Surely did not turn out good. Just did not turn out good. And therefore, I can tell you that when I see the condition that the world is in today and read of AD Anno Domini and BC before Christ, now it's like I am It bothers me to know the real energy that is moving people in our time. It bothers me because if I had the power to change what is going on in the world right now, I would have done that for quite some time since I realized what is going on. You see, if you are a man by nature and you decide to behave like you're a woman, that is not needed on planet Earth. You know what I mean? And if it go the other way around, you see, like women trying to be men and all that, that's not needed in a civilized world. And I would say this, that what is happening right now with the white people is a crisis. It is a crisis. And it is a crisis that looks like it cannot be fixed. Because you cannot have uncivilized white people tell themselves to learn everything about African hybrid people. As far as to interbreed with them, learn academic, learn to speak because of that miscegenation with them, are speaking that over 1.5 million years, these white people couldn't do. They couldn't talk. They were not evolved to be a talking human. Because you can see all of them from the hominin come right on, Homo erectus, and even the third class Neanderthal. They could only make stone tools. So the Neanderthals died and they never lived to speak a language. They never lived to do civilized things like what we know, that what the Elohim God create Homo sapiens to become hybrid, right? So there is the blood of the Homo sapien mixed with the God's blood, and we become Homo sapiens. The Neanderthal, the second class human people, the white people, European, they interbreed with us, which is unclean. Okay? They are a bad virus like the COVID, white people, blood. Are like COVID. It's going to destroy you. You see? And we didn't have any vaccine except to obey orders. If our people had obey orders, that would be the own vaccine to keep us away from white people's sodomite blood. You see, they getting hybrid blood means everything for them as sodomites. They are everything that evil. Criminal, fool from being uncivilized, mingling with civility. You don't make no sense. White people don't make any evidently sense. See? What they do today is say they make a government. And we are so dumbed down that we don't know to stay to the line anymore. We don't know that. We don't know. Black people don't realize, well, except for few African hybrid people realize that something gone bad long before they were born here. Over the past 12,000 years, none of us were not back there, but our ancestors that were back there, they goof up. They goof up. Whereas they are able to dumb us down mental deterioration. That's what happened to us with the Bible. And it took a while before they do all these things. And the government that is to protect us does not. They sell us, put us in ships and hand over to these sodomite white people. Now, the fact that they have not done anything about what the white people do to the African hybrid product creation, or creation product, is to tell us one thing, that there is a collusion between the white sodomite and Africa, African government. Because, you see, right now, Europeans in African colonies, it's wrong. But the balance of the African hybrid is not carrying any weight to change anything when Africa do this kind of a thing, right? When the African government make a move like this to agree with these white sodomite people from out of Europe. When they do that, they destroy civilization itself. Now, what am I saying to y'all? When the African hybrid people migrate in whatever way to the Americas or New Zealand and Australia and Palestine and so forth and so on. Remember, it started in Rome, right? 509 BC. They push out the king and call themselves Romans. All those things that have happened, documented in the World History textbook. That's where I find this story. Reading about 3 to 4 years now. Right? I found out. Now, how long should it take a resident to find out that little by little, their neighbor, take control of everything that they have and say they have documentation for their house and the land. They never sold their house and land to them, but this neighbor has documentation, owns your land. What you're going to have to do? Get a lawyer. Or if you know the law, go take proper action to redeem your property. Now, coming to the realization of what happened, and you're able to react because it's all happened behind your back, is very important for you to react properly to what you discover. But what happens if you're not able to find out or understand what these people do, and you're not sensible enough to know to go and get legal counsel to handle your plight? You're done away with, because you don't have any sense to get yourself back into your legal status of owning your property, right? Because clearly somebody has done something criminal to start telling you that they own your land. Now, you have your title. So you go see a lawyer. All right. I draw you that. Example to say the state that the world is in is one that is caused by the African ivory people. We are the cause for what is happening in the world, because there is no way these Homo erectus white people who were never destined to speak. They were living their lives and do whatever they want to do, because we know they leave Africa, the first migration from Africa up into Europe, and they could only, so far, they say 500 years ago, not 500, but 5,000 years ago. They say, I Googled it last night. They say on Google that the white people stopped making stone tools 5,000 years ago. Right? That's what I read last night. I didn't think so. And I still don't think so, because what were they doing at the Bronze Age? Destroying the establishment of the ivory people. 5,000 years? So what, they were not they stop hunting animals, because they make stone tool to do things. Not unless they add enough stone tools, and over the next 5,000 years they didn't have to make any more. All right, but what are they using today? I'm putting something into your mind for you to think about. When I said we African people are the cause of what is going on in the world, and we are going on like we don't know it. And I do think, though, that there are so many of us who don't really know. You know? That I am convinced about, that we don't know. And therefore, I am trying to bring something to you, because not unless we are affected by the raw history. Before Christ, there is no Christ. You know that? There is no Christ. All this calendar, AD, calendar, and stuff like that, what these white people are using, it's illegal. Because there is government here before they come and talk all these old bunch of nonsense. And do these old bunch of nonsense. And it is in effect because of Africa. Christmas and Easter is here in the world because Africa and these white people get together and decide upon, or Africa agree, that these white people were going to take this route and build another system. Because, oh, if what I'm saying sounds strange to you, how could these sodomites who don't have anything and couldn't talk, how did they come to talk and Africa don't know about it? You want to tell me African government, who is endowed with kingship? If without kingship, Africa could have no government. So they take the government kingship, the kingship, yes, the Elohim kingship, and then use it now, turn a bush with these white people? That sodomite, that the world should turn sodomite with Christianity? I hope you understand what I'm saying. Because if you don't understand what I'm saying, what kind of life are you living? You think to live under the life that the sodomite come in and go sit down with the African government. Now that they can talk, now that they can do mathematics and learn a lot of things, Africa sit down with them and agree for them to kill off the African people. Africa did that. And if somebody said, no, Africa could never have done that, I say, well, who is it that was given? Because you even read it in the Bible that the gods gave the human, the hybrid, that creating any image and likeness. It's not the white people, huh? It's not them. You know that. So you tell me, how could the white people do the thing they have done and Africa did not stop them until this day, some 2,600 years or so now? Africa, have you ever heard African government put out any news at all about the white people have been doing? No, because they are paying African money to shut up. I would think that the Vatican has a lot of secret that they don't want us to know. But, you know, who am I going to make a big ado about these white people when our own people in Africa sit there, say, some of them say them are king, not much of them, they're into democracy. Imagine that. Do you know what it is for just any little person like me to decide that I like democracy? I mean, that's bad. That's very bad. And to lose one from the flock is a big loss. But to lose our own government? I mean, when I say lose, I mean to have them give up on the political system will maintain the life-giving attributes politically. They are supposed to have the control over commerce. They're supposed to rule commerce. They must rule how people live and how they die. Africa supposed to do that. Africa does not do that. They allow the influence of the sodomite white people to permeate the entire African world in every way. Just about in every way. Because the white people have a right to use AD and Adamani legislation. Just imagine what I'm saying. We're AD and Adamani in the era of our Lord law come from legislation. How does it come about? In the face that you have the God's laws that locally taught to us to the Sumerian, right? To the Sumerian. Common law for humans began in Mesopotamia, while the gods
came and settled in South Africa 450,000 years ago and established government, kingship government in South Africa for themselves. So the group of the civilized people from our 10th planet, Nibiru, came and reside in Africa and doing their mission, like dredging four rivers and stuff like that, when we don't have any clue. We were not created yet. They're over there like about some 250 years or something like that, before we were created, somewhere into that time signature. And when they created us, it's by DNA fertilization in vitro. It wasn't two man and woman to get together and have sex and breed us out. Adam and Eve, they did not have sexual parents. They have their virtues by DNA. It's a transition from them to us in DNA fertilization in vitro, right? And was treated with glass tube to gain chromosome, boy from girl. And what I'm saying to you is that what is happening in the world right now is basically what I'm telling you, why things are the way it is now. Commerce and other things, social life, everything is controlled by sodomites. And Africa don't say nothing. A Bible that is written by the sodomites, when they are possessing and taking away our land, and particularly in Palestine. All of what happened in Palestine, you can read the abomination in the New Testament, because the New Testament is showing that something happened good in Israel. 100% lie. Wise men following star to see a baby is a lie. Herod, after wise men did not come back to him and report to him, assumed that, you know, they found the baby and decided not to tell him, and sent out his guards to go out and kill out all the boy babies 2 years and under. You think any of that is true? Not even the dust of that is true. We Africans are left to be destroyed by these white sodomite faggots that you read about in the Bible, despicable, talking about Lot and two men visitors into his house, and Lot, who refused to let them see the two men, and they decide to pounce on the door of Lot, to break it down and go in to lay hold on the two men in Lot's house. Man, this is the kind of situation that we are in. These are the people we have here, because, see, so as it is in the Bible, so is what they are doing to us here today. And they have this bogus AD and Adamani that does not come from any civilized source. It has nothing to do with our ancestors and rule of government. Has nothing at all to do with it. So here we are underneath them, underneath these white sodomites. homosexual. We are now over 2,600 years. They have been taking control over the African people, and none of them can say anything to deter them. Whatever we know our people say, none of them deter these monkey-looking white people. Okay? So they can talk like us and do things like us, and we are behind them. And Africa. And I never thought about this all along. I was just looking at the issue and more kind of a neutral-like. I wasn't seeing these two sides of the story. There is Africa that in history is given kingship government. That's where kingship rule is coming from. And when the gods started big civilization for us in Mesopotamia, in the river valley, Egypt, India, and China, when that began, Kish, Ninurta, is the son of the commander Enlil, set up the occasion to where he passed on kingship to humanity, the civilized hybrid human. Remember that the gods, when they created the Adamu and Eve, that they wrote it even in the Bible, but it is not the reason why it is in the Bible about rule over mankind by the gods and then rule over by the gods' children and rule over by demigod, that is a breed between the gods and us hybrid. It's common blood. It's not like we miscegenating with Homo erectus, who interbreed with Neanderthal. It's not the same thing. We are not supposed to mingle our blood, Homo erectus, folks. Okay? We haven't read anything that we interbreed with Neanderthals. You see, I don't have anything that says we are supposed to. So when if that happened, that is also a violation. But right now, what really is under fire is the crossbreeding hybrid people with Homo erectus. They're second grade humanity, right? They have nothing to do with third grade or third grade people. So we are third grade, but we are mixed with the God's blood for the God's own purpose. They do what they want to do with whatever they want to do. And this is the way it is. They wanted primitive worker, and that's what they created. They didn't create that with Neanderthals or created that with Homo erectus. They didn't. So what is so special about Homo Sapien? The gods know. The gods know. They know what they're looking for, and I can share an insight, is that there was question asked by the Anunnaki, how can they achieve making a human that can take orders and use tools? I mean, not stone tools, but use civilized tools. And Enki assured him that he has the creatures to do it, which was the Homo sapiens. And all they got to do is mix their blood with the Homo sapiens that they will extract from them and mix it with their blood. And that's the way the history shows that we hybrid came about. So what I'm trying to say to you now, this is what started off civilization. What is Africa doing? Please tell me that all of the things that happened with us hybrid over time, from the time when these faggots overthrow the king, the seventh king, they say, of Rome, Italy. What has Africa done besides support these folks here? And like saying it's okay for them to write a Bible and write it off of our background, not theirs. Now, this is what I'm talking about. I feel to go sleep right now because I really don't feel so good, except that I need to say these things. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. The people that we are dealing with today, the white people there, we talk about they have law, they don't have any. It's just that nobody prior to me, so I don't say that I mean that I know, nobody I know prior to me get up and decide to openly say that AD Anno Domini, Christmas and Easter, is all fraud, uncivilized, uncivilized ideas, bringing it in as a function on planet Earth, is a sodomy act to bring in church with Jesus Christ that don't exist. They don't, I mean, it's our concern to see that it doesn't exist as a civilized thing. And no, in no way these people can do all these atrocities that they have done and destroy this civilized, orderly world. Why can't nobody else come out and expose this nonsense, expose Africa, and expose these sodomites? You want to tell me Africa leave us to them to make us learn how to fuck dogs? Think about that. Africa leave us. Think of what these white people, when first they went into Africa. See, they snatched Arabs earlier on up and make them a church, Islam, Muslim. These faggots do that, you know. You think about like, you know, the 620 AD. So we're back there. And send them out with army. I think first to North Africa. Look here. I mean, this thing is so filthy, and I don't see any black people. I mean, hybrid people to show, bring this to light. That the world understand it. No, they all flee away. I cannot. I will not flee away either. going to do my time. I'm going to say what I have to say until that time comes. Really? Because there's nobody I know on whether white or hybrid people, I don't know if anyone is capable of facing me, let's say, even on this program. How can I be here? And it don't gone all over the world. And if it gone all over the world, like my book, Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies, Man Never a Sinner. There's nobody to tell me yet what is wrong with my analysis of Genesis, the book of Genesis, and the book of Matthew. The two first books that opens the two commands, what do you call it, covenant, the old and new covenant. That's what Old Testament and New Testament is. And that's what it means. God's covenant with us. The gods that created their image and likeness has nothing to do with the Bible. They are writing up about Christ and something when they create, invented. It has no precedence at all in our ancestry history. Nothing, nothing whatsoever. Why are we to sit back and allow them to write a Bible that uses our historic existence? People, place, and everything like that. Why? I mean, this should come to light. But because everybody is shutting up, they are out here and taking charge of everything and have so-called documents to prove why they have a right to do it. They don't have none. They do not have none. I know above that. Okay? And I'm telling you that they need to get away from the African people. They need to leave our territory and go back where they come from. That is what I hold. That's the legal power that exists on this planet. And there is nobody here, what you call president or governor or something like that. None of them can come in front of me and walk away bold like they got it. They're anything like they think they do now before an encounter with what I'm telling you. Because what I'm telling you is the World History Textbook. They don't have nothing to use out of the World History Textbook, which is the book with the, like, your birth certificate or your car registration. This World History Textbook, it is certified by academic consultants and teacher reviewers. They don't have none of that in the Bible. What they're talking about, God and Jesus, look, it's just sodomite, I mean, contrivance. They contrive everything. It's time to bring them to reality. Twitter has my tweet going soon, full 3 years in February coming. Not too far away, 4 months from now or so. They can't answer my tweet that I appeal because they are sodomites and we are above them. When we know the truth that is in history, they will not stand. All the church and stuff like that. Hey, look. What we are witnessing, white people frazzling out. They don't have no sense. And the fact that we have been helping them to stay afloat like they are civilized, the time is coming. Because the gods will not lose any battle, any challenge that these sodomites can pose. The gods don't have to come here themselves and, you know, cause these white people to, you know, to totally diminish. They don't have to leave Nigeria and come here because we are capable of doing it. And it's not to get Army and Navy stronger than them. And on that, we are equipped just knowing the history. Why we don't, you know, I mean, put in our bullets and come out with it. It is because something gone wrong. And unless we develop beyond this problem, we will stay weak and incapable of representing the power that the God says, the workings of the forces of nature is what we must know. That's what is in the world, is the textbook. They can tell us about the ecclesiastical regime or ecclesiastical empire. What is that? It must be a Latin word that they're calling ecclesiastical. I used to take that word sacred when I was in the church, you know, but now I am realizing that we only need a verbal confrontation. And anytime they know they cannot win the verbal confrontation with someone who is forthwith ready, right? And I've given them, what you call it, warning shots. I have given them warning shots. Don't have anybody capable of coming forward and stop any of them. The tweet of Twitter, and any one of you on Twitter, or if you have reason to join Twitter, go over there and you will see the tweet over there and what it says. But you see, we must reverse all these things from our society because they have really damaged us badly. I myself had to, you know, purge my brain when I first began to read and realize that things are very bad and I have to remove certain type of thinking from my mind and remove them from affecting me in the way I live. And my friends, I tell you, I know that there is deliverance for us, but we are not going to experience it unless we start to read the real history. Stop reading the Bible. Stop reading the Bible. If you read the Bible because you have some other reason for using it, but the Bible is not giving us creation story. Now, anything in the Bible apart from, you know, the creation story. Some of those things may, I know there are other things in some of the books of the Bible that are, you know, I embrace. You see, if you don't, not reading and making good distinction, well, you will think that all of the Bible is right. No, but that's not true. Genesis is not right. And that's what is to keep us in a sane mind, is not to believe Genesis creation story, because it is wrong. It is wrong. It's a lie. You see? So I do not see any way possible I would give up on the Bible or the church. Hadn't I read for myself and reading higher than fourth grade level, I see exactly what things are said. And then I know to make up my mind and what path I am to follow. Is it the Bible Genesis creation story or is it the prehistory of the gods? And for me, the Bible don't make any sense at all, but it is like the covert virus when you believe in Genesis creation story, right? So I'm ready to have a conversation with anyone who wants to talk about the things I'm telling you, because it has to be astonishing, right? But what I'm trying to tell you, that these white people that we're dealing with is a problem, because we didn't go to Europe and met with their location of life or indigenous life. We did not. Why do they come where we are? It's something wrong there. They are sodomites. They are sodomites. And they do things whereas they are talking now. And they don't care about anything. If we don't generate the power to chase them away, they are going to chase us away. They are chasing us out. You see what I mean? But it's a good thing that the good Lord is on our side. All the tornadoes and stuff like that, and all of the tsunami and stuff like that, it's not for us, it's for them. But the fact that we gone to church and all this kind of stuff, we're going to perish, just like those who drown in the flood. We will perish. Those of us that are decided not to show honor and praise to the gods who do all and places all things for us, we will perish, because they don't have any, just their blood in us is, that's the key thing. But if you decide that you're going to transgress, if you have a child, take care of this child. Send them to school. They get an education. Now they are up to like getting a job and stuff like that. And they decided that they're going to strip you of everything you have. You know? And then if you don't, not careful, they kill you too. Children. Right? Well, we are under a situation that is not exactly like that. You have to clean it up to understand what I'm saying. But find even a better example than the one I just drew, right? You do not allow those things to happen. And when you are capable of avoiding it, avoid it. White people are behaving like they have not done any atrocity. They have not done anything wrong, African people. Can't you see that? Do you understand that? Papa Shaka, join the conversation. Papa Shaka, you can come in. 347-850-1358, because I am longing for somebody who has some sense. When I say have some sense, I mean people who read history and understand history. You know, read no Roman Catholic nonsense. No Bible. I want no Bible, because Bible is not civilized, because it has no academic consultant certification. And a lot of people may probably wonder why I say that, but it's true. I mean, I didn't know until I found out. The Bible has absolutely none of its renowned preachers, not even a first grader, to say Adam and Eve was in a garden. You can't find an Adam and Eve in any garden. And you would say, I am wrong to take a stand against the Bible. Because over the past like 2,000 years, the Bible is given to us. Papa Sheka left the conversation. It is most likely that whilst I make very clear what is affirmative in academic certification, people don't want to hear that. People want to hear about fiction, fictional God, fictional Jesus. Why? You got to be a sodomite. And sodomites are not civilized people because they have a chemistry, a hormonal energy to fuck us. You see? It's a culture of Europe. We don't want them around us and they behave like, oh, they belong here. White people, sodomites, don't belong in America. They don't belong in America. They don't belong in Palestine. White people from Europe don't belong to African hybrid territory and what they call imperial colonialism. What is colonial imperialism? What is it that they use to use hegemony on all African people and territory? 400 years now in America, and all the things that these sodomite slackers, slimy. I mean, people from a strange land. We don't know them except those who interpret up with them. But we come here and 1.5 million years, them can't talk or not like that. The old story is here to be told. I'm ready to tell it. Come here to me. Come on, let's talk about it. The Bible is fiction. The creation story, not talk about, I'm not even touching the epistles, because once you destroy Genesis creation story, you destroy everything else in the Bible that don't make no sense. Some things in there make sense. It will not be destroyed. But the first opening of the Bible must be destroyed, because there is nothing that is civilized about Adam and Eve in a garden in the Bible. Can't find the key protagonists, Adam and Eve, on a spot of land everywhere. And these white people would look at you like, oh, what are you talking about? Okay, you don't know what I'm talking about because you don't read history, the certified history. You're reading a Bible that these guys who are criminals, right, and a sodomite culture, don't have anything to do with African people. What are they doing among us? Africa is behind it, and this is what I'm saying. I say, get out from our territory, because you know what? In the end, the gods are going to do something for us. These sodomites, they are looking to go up and shoot down the gods if they are coming back to earth. That is a thinking like fucking a man's ass. Pretty much so. Because civilized people just don't know about lusting after honors. I don't know what it is to lust after honors. I'm not born with it. Okay? But these people come and are among us like they are one of us. We go to the church that they set up. And when I tell you that the church is stinking no good and uncivilized, you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, someday, when a flood water wash you away, and lightning bolts and all kinds of catastrophe destroy you in whole or in part, you will find out what I was saying. Now is the time to find out while you have a chance to reform yourself. But these sodomite white people, look at how they have, what they have done in America. Look at what they have done in America. And they would want us to think that it is their money that do it. But I can tell you what they said when they came in the 16th century into America. I can tell you what they said. Just prove that these sodomites, not coming from anywhere with any wealth at all. And when they start to have some wealth in America, is after they come and learn, after they interbreed. They commit that atrocity to interbreed with African people. And that's when, that's the channel by which they begin to talk. And then go and learn academic knowledge and skills otherwise. That's where it came from. It's in the history. It's there, right? What you see they are doing, reading the World History textbook, it definitely shows that they are a culture that's sodomite. They're sodomite culture. They have nothing to do with African culture. Nothing in the World History textbook that link them with African people. And everything that is made up for us, the gods gave it to us. They come and lay claim to it because Africa must have given it to them. Because Africa has all the power and authority to dominate the whole world and place it under orderly society. Africa doesn't do that. It doesn't even do it for Africa. Africa is full of all and nut-headed hybrid Christians. I tell you that. I want to tell you some more about these people here. And then I'll go to the feature headline of what I really plan to say, you know, for the featured presentation. I want you to know who these white people are, who come and place themselves among us, kill out some of us, and begin to adjust themselves to behave like they are civilized people, dressed up into everything that they never had for the period of 1.5 million years in Europe. They never wear clothes. And if they wear anything like clothing, it comes from animal skin that they kill. Okay? But otherwise, they are naked. And that's why they write in the Bible, God says, that Adam and Eve thought they were naked, so they went to hide. They wrote, and God said, who told you that you're naked? You see what I mean? So it's like, they were not supposed to know that they were naked. The same God, he's saying, lying, when, you know, they're writing their own web and laying their cockatrice eggs, because the thing that they write in the Bible is so stupid. It's so contradicting of itself. God, who said the people would die, somehow, because it's nonsense, the people disobeyed God and they did not die. And didn't the serpent tell them that? They wouldn't die. Well, they're writing and they're saying it's a talking serpent. And I will have to tell you what the talking serpent is, because I didn't know myself until I am reading the history and the Bible together, and I found out there is no such thing as a talking serpent. And when African people believe that, that is what really kills the function of our brain, because it is a virus by words. We believe those words, they're a lie, and it affects our mind, our brain, and the way we function, and the way we talk. The white people here are the devil in hell, if there's such a thing. And what are we doing with them? Wrong. That's why if we keep on going to church and follow the Bible, what these people talk about, Genesis, God, and all that kind of stuff, we are going to perish. Because the thing what they write about God and begot a son and create Adam and Eve and they sin and stuff, none of it is true. As long as I've been telling people that nobody called me and take me up with it. Nobody take me up with it. I mean, somebody, I'm not talking about somebody who don't believe it either. I'm not talking about that. I am talking about people who are against and defy when I say those things. They don't come and argue. Because I tell you what, I am not going to play or make jokes that have no meaning. The people who I have talked to, they have run away because they were not able to gain ground. None of them walk away and with all the education that they have and things like that. There's one guy named Michael that used to talk to me. And clearly, he frazzled out because when he should stand up and declare the fact of what he thinks about the Bible and Christianity, it doesn't make any sense. It just don't make any civilized sense. And he goes to a university or something like that. You know what I mean? Oh, you know, my brother has a PhD too, and he runs away from me. Don't run. I don't have a reason to run away from anybody. Because look, if you're correcting me, you be sure I see that correction. I'm going to hold it because it will never destroy me. But if I try to twist up something good that you say, I'm destroying myself. Because there's just no way we are designed to strive on lies. Now, we don't strive on telling lies and defraud other people. No. Right. What I'm trying to tell you is that these white people that we have here, if you don't think that they must get out of here, your brain is decayed. All right? And when I say that, I don't mean for you to look at me ridiculous, because how could I say you are destroyed, your brain is decayed and stuff like that, and you going about doing work and stuff like that. And that's not what I mean. So get the context right in what I mean. Is that spiritual understanding is different from the non-spiritual understanding. You won't have a sense of the cosmological world. You don't have an understanding of that as it concerns the gods. When they tell us that important religious development, important I read this to you. All right, here it goes. Important religious developments also characterize the new urban civilization. Listen carefully. All of them developed religions to explain the workings of the forces of nature. That's what the gods represent. And that's what our ceremonies and teaching, that's what it's about. All of them developed religions to explain the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of their own existence. The hybrid people is different from everybody else. And if you don't understand that, you have to read history to understand that. Okay, but we have allowed these white people to go on too far in our way of life. And that's why we are punished and punishing right now for that. The only person that is going to have peace and a good reward is the person who adheres to the truth that creates us and what we communicate. I'm communicating now the truth, which in this line says, all of them develop religions to explain the workings of the forces of nature. That's what I'm doing right now. Explaining the workings of the forces of nature, which is what the gods perform. They perform it a lot when they were on earth here. They migrate here and now they left. And all, they leave all the things that they have, marvelous things behind us. We cannot attribute to no white people making them. And how, what are they doing with the stuff that we are supposed to have? What are these sodomites doing with it? They fuck us. They kill the African people, and therefore we do nothing. And as far as they're concerned, they never had clothes, they never had anything civilized, 1.5 million years. And 100,000 years ago, what did they have? They still was making stone tools. If they stopped, what were they using? You bet, they come into the Bronze Age and ransacked our Bronze Age too, and that's where they start to gain wealth, by stealing from us. You don't know the history? Go read it. We don't want these white people among us. We don't want nothing about AD and Adamani government and Christian, Christmas and Easter and all these kind of COVID virus stuff. Okay? We don't want none of it. This is what I read and this is what I speak. This is written in the world in what you call modern history. So modern time know who the gods are. And know that we were not created until 200,000 years ago. These guys here, the white people, is because we don't know the truth. Why we sit back easy and don't see what we have at stake. Then it says, the workings of the forces of nature is being taught. That's what we are supposed to do. Not go to church. We're talking about the Jesus Christ blood. No Jesus, read the Bible really good, you idiot. Read it good because no Jesus not in there as a real person. Okay? I was idiot too, so don't mind me saying that. Okay? I only come alive and civilized when I was instructed to read and know what I'm reading. right? So I don't mean no bad. I mean all good, I'm telling you. And it's for those who have a good understanding of the truth. Learn the truth. Okay. And so I read to you gods and goddesses were often believed to be crucial to a community's success. You go back in time and even to what they call the first century BC, and you wouldn't hear anybody talk about church. Not even these white people who call themselves Romans. You never heard them say anything about church until they come in and make their calendar. B-A-A-D calendar, Christ. The Christ calendar. Which is all a lie. It's all fraudulent stuff. There's nothing there that is civilized. And it's from 325 AD. From 325 AD, they began to talk about church. Now, to win their favor, priests supervised rituals aimed at pleasing them. This gave priests special power and made them very important people. Rulers also claimed that their power was based on divine approval, and some rulers claim to be divine. All right, my friends. I tell you that it is the knowledge that we receive, we live by, and if you don't gain the knowledge, you won't prosper at all. You won't prosper at all. All right, so I'm talking about what are we doing with these white people among us? You don't know why they are among us? You have to get a study of the history of them and as it affects us in the history. Okay? You won't read enough to understand. It is because I've been reading that I understand. And you may not feel the urgency for us to do anything about it because we don't know the danger that we are in with these white people. These white people have absolutely no legal rights in our territory, right? And I know a lot of African people may feel that way, but they just can't prove it. I'm proving it. And they are sitting and looking at us like, oh, this is their place, their God, give it to them. Bring it to me. And they will, and you will find out how false their idea is when they fuck each other's ass. It's the reason why they're looking at us like, oh, this is their place, not ours. These fucking ass people. Fucking dogs people. White people, them. With all the courthouse and all the whole bunch of stuff that you see them have here. They say, we are not humans. We don't deserve human liberty. That's the reason why they treat us so. None of us tell them what the truth is. That's why they do what they do. it's time, at least, if you, as an African person, don't feel inspired to carry your burden of proof, at least give your voice of affirmation. Just don't sit by and allow them to take away from all of us and then we just capitulate. These people, I'm going to read to them and then get to my session feature. Let me read these few paragraphs to you about these these European sodomites. Listen to the kind of stuff that they say. And this is the way they feel. They think we African people must perish and go away and leave them with what they call as what they conquer and of giving themselves. Is everywhere we are not entitled to it. It's time to lay that to rest now, that they understand, take their fucking idiot uncivilized self back to Europe. We are equipped to do that now. We don't need to allow them to out there talk about they have prison that they are putting us in and give us some time in jail, in prison and all this kind of stuff. If they feel good about it. You don't see no white people, coming out here and you know, cause these things to stop. No, they're not going to cause it to stop because they feel like they can just now all go up to Mars now and go colonize it with sodomites. Because basically, look at the way we are here. They just about finish it, except I am here talking. Other than me here talking, not unless somebody else somewhere talking, then would bring my point into more perspective. So that means anybody anywhere talking the truth, like I am talking it here, it all come together to say, the time has come now, and these white people cannot stay in our territory. Listen to their words, my friend. When I read these things, you know, it's enough to shake you real hard. American evangelicals today is that American evangelicals today is that America had essential Christian origin. Right there, you know, it's a lie. It's them writing this. They rest heavily on an appeal to Puritan heritage as the most influential Reformation tradition shaping American culture. None of that is true. The fact is, Puritans were the forerunners of today's Kingdom Dominion Reconstructionist teaching. The Puritans believed that they were carrying to America true Christianity as decreed by God, especially as written in the Old Testament. We don't have nothing to do with this, right? And we are who they are writing it for. So bad. We are so disoriented that even this, in as such uncivilized and blasphemous presentation, we don't care. African people don't care. They are taking us to the slaughter, and we just follow them and let them cut our throat and do whatever they want to do with. The Puritans believe that they were carrying to America through Christianity as decreed by God, especially as written in the Old Testament. They believed too that they were on a divine mission to America. And when they came here, 1220 AD, they wrote legislation using AD and Adamani from that they created AD first. That's 2021 years now. That is the mission that they were coming to America after they get done with all those other places that they destroy both people and land. Now, he says they are coming, they believe too that they were on a divine mission to America, a place specially appointed by God, Fidem God, Sodomite God, to be the new Israel, a theocratic city on a hill. The Puritans viewed themselves as God's special people, replacing national Israel. Nowhere do the dangers of this assumption become more clear than in the Puritans' treatment of the Native Americans. Since the Puritans considered themselves God's chosen people, they concluded that they had the right to take the land from the heathen Indians, the American Indians were the new Canaanites in America's promised land. The fruit of Puritan theology was brutal. They saw their mission as convert these Canaanites to Christianity. Failing that, it was acceptable to slaughter them in the name of Christ. Last paragraph here for you. For example, it goes on to say, for example, the Puritan massacres of the Pequot Indian tribe on May 26, 1637. And again, they repeat it, on July 14, 1637. Like about six weeks apart or so, were deemed by the Puritans to be directed by God. All of that massacre that they do, they say they attribute it to their Sodomite God of the Bible, the God who you cannot see, a spirit God. He's the one that tell them to kill the Indians in America when they are asleep at night. That's when they did it. May 26, 1637, and again on July 14, 1637. Now, these are the people who raised up Christianity, and you probably don't accept that, but you don't read enough to know, okay? And you don't read the history that tells you what they do, right? Because what kind of a good mission could they be on, and how can a God that you and I brought up believe to tell them, tell them, not the Chinese, not the Indian, but tell these honest, you know, lover sex Europeans, them are doing all these killings of the African people and taking what they have and attribute it to the God in the church, in the Christian church, monotheism God, you cannot see. So it goes on. Captain John Mason declares, God laughed his enemies and the enemies of his people to scorn, making them as a fiery oven. Thus did the Lord judge among the heathen, filling the place with dead bodies, Siegel and Steinbeck, Puritans, Indians, manifest destiny. Converting the pagans for God, the same God, where them I tell you, instruct them to kill the African people. Converting the pagans for God was acceptable. Right. When I tell you that God is a sodomite character and Jesus is a sodomite character, you probably don't like what I say. But what I say is true. And you will have maybe a time in your life to find out that what I say is true. And you're holding on to something that is just untrue. Like I was. Converting the pagans for God was acceptable to the pilgrims. Not the pilgrims, but all of them. The Puritans, all of them. But killing the pagans for the Lord was also acceptable. Well, my friends, if you don't get anything from what I say, I cannot make you get it, you see. Now, I'm going to go to the feature of the edition of the show, White Homo Erectus Sodomy. Men caught trying to colonize Mars is shut down. Now, before I get into that, because this is telling you what these sodomite white people are doing, and you think that, oh, you're living with them, you know, and everything is going on fine. That's what you think. They, white people, are not in any African territory unless or without their agenda to kick us out and kill us all and diminish us. That's what they are. That's why they write the Bible. That's why they do what they do. And don't they see that they look at you that you are nobody, it's them somebody. Everywhere we are, they come there and do that. How do we do that? How do we tolerate that? Africa is there and tolerate that. How? The time has come, though. The time has come. The time is ripe. And all eyes will see. The people who sat in darkness saw a great light. And if you think life is something cheap, so you can just live any way you want till you're dead, you're wrong about that. This is an opportunity in life to shine star as the star above us, as a human being, be filled with all the goodness that is put inside of human, civilized human. All right. Now, I'll play my favorite tune at this point here. It's usually Nat King Cole with the Autumn Leaves Are Falling.
The falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. Soon I'll hear old winter's song, but I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
Wonderful. So like I said to you, African people don't know what these white people are up to. But if you know the story, the historical story of what began 12,000 years ago, and if you also know that these white people are coming from a culture that don't speak a language. They are Homo erectus. They are directly offspring of Homo erectus. That is not a talking human. And Homo erectus coming from the hominids. All right? So they began to interbreed with Neanderthals. That you see as a very as a very very important history, that these white people interbreed with Neanderthals and they are proud of it. Okay, they leave their own species to interbreed with Neanderthals. Goes to show you what kind of a blood in white people, that whether or not you as a Homo sapiens species is to go lay down with them, or if you think it's a nice thing to go interbreed up with them, it's not. And beside all that, African people are under a curse by the gods. And all the good things in life that due to us, they are given opportunity to take it away from us. It's something that we're supposed to know. So what I'm trying to say to you here is that we really don't know what they are up to, because we come born into their church, the church that they set up around us. And they do it over the past 2,000 years. They set up the churches. And our people are like dumb, because we are sold to them in ships. So we don't have a chance to know ourselves at all, because they get the chance, now, since them can read, to tell us about dogs and all kind of different stuff that are not really enlightening to us. So they dumb us down, and take over the wealth that we have. And that's how they get our money to do all kind of stuff that they want to do. And Africa, our government that is supposed to take care of the world, is back in Africa, not even taking care of those in Africa. Of the people back there, like they don't have enough money to take care of them. That's what is going on with us. And what is going on with the white people is that they have no challenge to what they do, because Africa is the only government on earth above them. And since they decide to take a position to allow them to do these kind of evil stuff, now, that's a big thing to get into and to look into that case with the African government and people. It seems to me most Africans today turn Christian, and it's these homosexual make up Christianity. The history is very clear on that. Okay? There will never ever be another civilization in this world. There's only one created by the gods. These white people don't create anything. Just get it straight. They are around since 1.5 million years ago up in Europe. How did they stay up there that long and don't go anyplace else? Because they don't talk. They don't know anything civilized. They don't know clothes. They can't make clothes. No, nothing at all. There's nothing that they have here today that they make it. The knowledge was spread. The civilized knowledge was spread by the African people. That's how they met us and interbreed with some of us. Over some 12,000 years ago. And today, you do see black people are dumbed down to the point where they like to be married to white people or mixed with the white people. You don't know, it's a cursed blood you're mixing with. You see what I mean? Your need to have sex with somebody that is pretty or something like that, or good looking and all like that, it has nothing to do with the history that tells us who we are or where we're coming from. Now, we are underneath that work. For us to turn slaves, for sodomites, who never spoke and learned to speak by us over the past 12,000 years? How does that sound? All right. So I'm telling you, we have allowed them to get as far doing this, what I'm reading to you now. Let's see if you can get an understanding of what I'm going to try to read here. The title of what I'm going to read says, White Homo Erectus, Sodomy Men, Caught Trying to Colonize Mars, is Shut Down. Reporting by Zachariah Fitcher. Listen to this. It is hard to understand things like this when we don't have a clue about government establishment in the world today. It's very hard. Because we come and we hear about Russia and all that. And we don't know that Russia and the people in the United States are the same, they are the same sodomite culture. We don't seem to, I didn't know anything until I started to read, really. You see what I mean? They are the same. So when they portray that when they portray that Russia and America are enemies, it's a con job. They are fooling the African people around the world. That's what they're doing. They are the same faggot people. And Russia, United States, is in Syria. Syria is not a place for them. But they are there. Behaving like they have a right to be there. Military. They stole America, they have stolen the army, the military, from the king that they overthrown, 509 BC. You don't hear nobody talk about that. So it don't give us an opportunity as we grow up in the world to understand, you know, the foundation on the footing on we are on. We don't get to know that. You see? So we just go along with everything. But when we know, it's a different story though. Right? And when you know where they are coming from, I know where we are coming from, it's a different feeling and thinking. So I'm going to go on and read to you. Once you know that they are not enemies, but they have to give the world that impression so that they can go on with what they all have in common. They came about and destroy us together. And split up themselves in different groups and call themselves by different names. And like, they are indeed different. They are not. All right? And the African people not develop enough to know the tricks that they work. We don't develop at all and manifest that we know to handle these people. We are the civilized people. We are not the first on earth, but we are the first civilized people. We must behave like we are the first civilized people. Right? Because anything they are today, they could have done it if they were civilized 1.5 million years ago. They did not. Sodomite, Homo erectus, white men. Yes, sodomite, Homo erectus, white men. Okay, what we have here? Sodomite, Homo erectus, white men. It must be. Okay. Okay. I have a slow start here. Sodomite, Homo erectus, white men already colonized Earth. Hybrid people by illegal AD and Adamani. yes, was caught. They were caught in an attempt to colonize Mars. Right? Got Phobos 2 spacecraft destroyed by Martian authorities. I'm going to give you a repeat on this again because I didn't do well on that paragraph. So let me give it a try again. Sodomite, Homo erectus white men already colonized Earth, hybrid people by illegal AD Anadamani was caught in an attempt to colonize Mars, got its Phobos 2 spacecraft destroyed by Martian authority. Reports said Dr. Becklecki described it as something that is between the spacecraft and Mars, because we can see the Martian face below it, and stress that the object was seen both by the optical and the infrared heat-seeking camera. All these reasons explain why the Soviets have not suggested that the dark, thin ellipse might have been the shadow of the moonlet, while the image was held on the screen. Dr. Becklecki explained that it was taken as the spacecraft was aligning itself with Phobos, the moonlet, right? As the last picture was halfway through, he said, they, Soviets, saw something which should not be there. The Soviets, he went on to see it. Have not yet released this last picture. Why not? And we won't speculate on what it shows. You have something to hide, right? Mm-hmm. Since the last frame or frames have not yet been publicly released, even a year after the incident, one can only speculate or surmise, believe in the rumors according to which the last frame halfway through its transmission shows this something that should not be there. rushing towards Phobos 2 and crashing into it. That's what it shows. Something rushing to it, that must be the missile, a missile, and crash into it. Crashing into it abruptly, interrupting the transmission. They saw it, and them no want to show it. You see, it is their pursuit to go colonize Mars, which sodomy. That's where they want to go. You think these white people are good? Oh, you think there are? History says they, as a culture, is not to intermix with us. Ethnic Homo sapiens. They're not supposed to. But look at what they're doing, and they undumb us, don't trick us, and make them having their way with our land and us. No, it's time to bust them. You see? So they get to go along until eventually the gods is going to say, no, come on now. You got to do something. And that is to let these things happen to their disgrace, to their disgrace. And eventually they'll perish. That's it. So he says, then there was, according to the report mentioned earlier, a weak burst of transmission some hours later, too garbled to be clear. This report, incidentally, belies the initial explanation that the spacecraft could not transmit antennas back to an Earth transmitting position. Right? This report, incidentally, is the foundation, belies the initial explanation. This is what tells us. It tells us exactly that the spacecraft could not transmit their antenna, could not transmit back to Earth. They could not go back to the Earth transmitting position because the thing got knocked out. You see? White men invalid a D rule ordered here and now, expelled from all African jurisdiction. We don't want them here because they're sodomites. They don't belong among us. Why are we entertaining them with their dogs and their, what, you know, they, you know, both their women and men, I mean, make love with dogs. Yeah, it's not just the men alone. The women do it too. We don't want white people here in our territory. Talk about they have everything for society. We don't want them here. We do not want them here. Oh, well, my friends, this is what I have to tell you today. And I cannot tell you enough to make you wake up yourself. I can tell you enough if indeed you decide that you are not going to, do nothing for yourself besides just go ahead and go to church and don't pay nobody no attention. Well, you will know when you're dead then, because there's nothing of what a Christian person expects. They read in the Bible to gain. So I know what is right is to follow the good source of history. Because these people don't have anything to contradict certified history. You can't contradict certified history. And that is where I am at. And only that has the energy, the power, the ingredients to make us be more knowledgeable than we are. It has to come from what is transmitted to us. And I am telling you these things so that you know things that I didn't know. I'm reading, so I'm telling. And there must be a reason why somebody like me who don't read all that good come along to at least bring something to your attention. And I am talking about something that every one of us is connected to. Every one of us is connected to the history that brought us here. And yes, I am glad that I am able to read enough to understand basic things that is important to my existence. Of course. So what I'm saying, I found out these people have nothing to do with us. They strive to get better blood inside of them, but the better blood don't lead them to be ultimately more civilized than the kind of stuff that they are doing. If you don't understand, these white people look on black people like they don't have any sense. But read and tell where they're coming from. Read and know where they're coming from and why we must allow them to behave like they are the highest form of people on planet Earth. That's the way they feel. Because you can't tell them where they're coming from. And this, with the Bible, they just know that Jesus done with us now. We believe strongly in Jesus forevermore. And that's the reason why we are being treated the way we are. You see what I mean? Because we become afraid of them. We don't know what to do. Well, at least I would go and do paralegal too. You know? And that is just a sense that comes to me. I don't hear no voice out of heaven telling me that. So whatever heaven is telling me, they already put it in my brain to use that as a navigation for myself. I was born with it. Right? Yeah. So therefore, I'm telling you, yeah, the man who stutter and the man who see through obscurity. I'm telling you what is going on. Other people who know better than me don't care about, you know, the next date that they're going to have and what and what, you know, stuff. Because all they look for too is sex, a thrill in sex. Me nobody look to that. You see, me no look to that because now I know something far beyond that. You know, because that is just something for you to do, a duty to reproduce. That's what it's all about. But once you stop having sex, what do? You go about and do your business and you don't even remember nothing about no sex. You know, sex is something that the body commands you to do. So all of the good feelings and thrills and stuff like that. And you see, when you don't have a knowledge of the world, then sex is everything to you. Sex is everything for you. And that's all you look forward to. But when you get older, you don't bother with that. You don't bother with that. And I mean, certain stage of old, of old, you know, of old, of certain age. When you are old to a certain degree, well, you don't have anything inside of you for no sex. So you just continue until you're dead. But as long as a person has life in them, and if you don't have knowledge of what exists outside of your earthly life, then sex is the only thing that is there for you to pay attention to. But if you know that life has something far beyond sex, and sex is only be for procreation. So all the sex that people are having and have no expectation or intention to have children, you know, you need the thrill. And that is what keep life going. That's what keep people, you know, I mean, want to live. Sex. Right? Well, I know the justification for living and that having no sex. My problem is, I don't want to feel like I want to have no sex, because I am not trying to have any children, and I don't need to become a slave of my emotion that is there, and I know what is there. I'm not renouncing it, but I'm saying, well, you know, as much as I don't want to feel no sex, it's the better it is for me, because that's when I am okay. But if I want sex, I'm not okay. That has to go. All right. So what I'm saying to you is, my friends, things are going on in the world that we need to understand beyond sex. And I'm glad that I do. So I tell you what I have today, and hopefully we'll see another session, right? And hope that I improve in my spiritual uplifting, and hope when you have it, you don't want anything else, you know, that's just it. When you feel content and all right, like you have a good meal and you don't want more food right now. But when you get hungry again, though, oh my God, you know, anything will do, like it's food, right? But we will soon pass away. Okay? So we are not to, like, overlook why we are alive. Don't overlook it. And value the time that you're spending. Value it. Right? And knowledge of how to experience life is what we need. Otherwise, you go about and begin to make all kind of trouble. We don't want to make no trouble. I want to be peaceful. I want to know and appreciate the time that I am alive. That's when I'm happy, I'm feeling good, right? And if I live to see tomorrow, I intend to treat it even better than I knew yesterday. So I put in the labor today because I want someone to hear these things and think about them and put yourself in a position to feel good about yourself and that you're not wasting your days. So take good care, and I'll play a few melodies, and hope that you will be blessed with good thoughts and good emotions.
Wow.